Thanks, Tyler. Welcome to a very special segment today on Caroline's Cause Corner. As you know, anyone who's committed to supporting social causes, charities, and nonprofits in any way is a rock star in my book. And today, Caroline's Cause Corner is delighted to introduce you to a bona fide rock star, the real deal, and a dedicated philanthropist and supporter of many wonderful causes. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and Grammy Award-winning drummer that hails from the OC and has been in some of the most iconic and coolest bands ever, such as Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, The Cult, and is currently touring with Kings of Chaos. That's the core lineup from the Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver bands. So with that resume, you've probably figured out who's sitting here in the Pearl Street Studios with me. I am welcoming philanthropist, musician, producer, environmentalist, and activist Matt Sorum to the show. Matt, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Caroline. Thanks for inviting me. It's very cool to be here in the studio. I love Laguna. I grew up down here, and I appreciate you asking me to be here.
Well, we're super psyched to have you here, and let's dig right in. So you've been an active philanthropist in the past several years and started the charity Adopt the Arts with a mom neighbor friend of yours, and then immediately recruited Glee star and the Hollywood Game Night host, Jane Lynch. Funny lady, love her. And a host of other socially minded celebrities along the way, such as Juliette Lewis, bandmate Slash, and John Stamos. Tell us all about Adopt the Arts and its mission.
Cool. Yeah, we started Adopt the Arts about a little over 3 years now, which is really kind of crazy because, believe it or not, they were getting ready to cut all the arts funding for the LA Unified School District. And I read in the paper they were having a rally. And I'd started another charity that I was giving instruments to shelters and orphanages and things like that. So I was always into the whole idea of giving instruments and music as you know, healing and therapy. And I still work in those fields as well. Mm-hmm. But I just think music and art is so important for kids. And I was headed to an orphanage in Haiti with a group called Artists for Peace and Justice. And I had issues getting the instruments into the country. And I was having a discussion with my neighbor, Abby Berman, who is now the co-director of Adopt the Arts with me, about what I was up to. And she said, "Oh, Matt, you know, there's no music and art for kids right here in LA. I said, "Well, we could use your help here." I said, "Well, really? What's going on?" And I'd read this article that they're already doing the cuts. So I headed up to the school to check out what was going on up at the school that I ended up adopting called Rosewood Avenue. And it was basically an old broken down piano and a double wide trailer out in the parking lot. That was the music room.
So sad.
And I always described it as, you know, I could hear tumbleweeds, you know, going by. And, you know, it was very depressing. So I went to the rally, number one. That was very similar time around that time I looked at the school. I ended up downtown in front of the school, LA Unified School Board. Next thing I know, I'm speaking. I'm up in front of the board. I'm on NBC News. I'm like, LA Times is there. And I basically said, you know, first of all, this is a bad look. We're from LA, Hollywood, the biggest entertainment community in the world. How could you not have music and art for these kids right here in the home of entertainment? And lo and behold, show up and people sometimes listen, right? Just show up. That's the thing I learned early on about being an activist and all the stuff that I do. The first part is just showing up, right? So basically, the next day in the LA Times, Matt Sorum, blah, 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 shows up. They don't cut the arts. And I had my first fundraiser, and that's where Jane Lynch comes in. So at the time, she was renting the house next to mine because she was remodeling a house up in the Hollywood Hills. And I live in a nice neighborhood, but Jane rented the house, and so happened she asked me to give her kid drum lessons. So I was giving her kid drum lessons, and I thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to ask back a favor, you know.
Pro quo.
So I said, "Jane, I love you. Thank you for being on Glee." And she just won the Emmy. And I said, "Would you please come host my first fundraiser?" And we threw this great fundraiser. We had a sit-down dinner and sold about 200 tickets for that. And then I had a band. And then all my friends came. I invited Juliette Lewis, John Stamos, Slash, Billy Bob Thornton. Everyone showed up. So I got my school up and running, Rosewood Avenue. So it's exciting.
I truly appreciate that you use your celebrity in such a positive way, because there are those that sort of like slap the wristband on and say that they're part of, you know, a movement or part of a charity, sort of as a, you know, something that they feel like they should be doing, and there's no integrity behind it. And that's a shame, and I'm sure you know.
Well, that was a lot of my thought. That was a lot of my thought behind Adopt the Arts, you know, and that's the reason I've got Jane Lynch coming in to do a school this year and John Stamos. And basically my thing was, I want to see these celebrities get their hands dirty a little bit.
Right? Up their sleeves.
A lot of them show up at a red carpet and wave and, you know, stroke their ego and say how great they are. But, you know, God bless them. But the reality of that is they're going to move on and go call their agent and see what's going on with their television show.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not in the headspace at that particular point of their life to be doing the stuff that I'm doing. Yeah, I got extra time right now. My band's not on the road. People are busy in their lives, and I understand that. So I'm not saying anything completely negative, except for the fact, why don't you try and see how good it feels to actually get your hands dirty?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, this is the best. You could get rid of your psychiatrist tomorrow. And your therapist, save money.
For sure.
By going and doing something that's going to give back. Because number one, you won't be thinking about yourself. You'll be thinking about somebody else. And that's the change. That's the shift. Like all of a sudden, oh my God, it's not all about me.
Right.
I mean, I live in Hollywood, right? Everybody's about themselves. What do you do? What do I, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But the people that are doing stuff, like Ian Somerhalder is a good friend of mine. That kid, he's got 5 million people on Twitter. And he's doing amazing stuff all over the world. Leonardo DiCaprio. There's a guy.
Amazing.
There's a guy that steps up.
Amazing.
And you know what? Leonardo DiCaprio talks, it's a lot more people hearing him than Matt Sorum, right? And I give him major kudos because he just gave $10 million to the Elephant Ivory campaign that's, you know, to stomp out the poaching situation that's going on.
Terrible.
You know, and it's amazing. I love seeing that. And I see a shift and I see a movement.
You know, and the other thing that I think is really great is that you support many charities. Because one of the things that I run up against as a social cause marketer and a charity fundraising event producer is that some artists will, because so many artists and celebrities have their own charities, they won't cross over.
Right.
And they won't support other charities. And that is a little disappointing, I think, and a little frustrating for sure. I wanted to see sort of quickly what your thoughts are on
Well, that. I think that there's some
truth.
And
I get there's like certain, you know, only you only have so much time.
I think there is a truth to that, and you don't want to confuse people. It's like, you know, what's Matt into? Well, it sounds like he's into a lot of stuff. But I really have sort of put the brakes on a little bit because I know I have to focus. Yeah. As far as taking up a lot of your day, it takes up about 50% of mine.
That's right. It's a job.
I actually have a day job, too, where I actually have to make a living for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by fulfilling that obligation to my planet, my people, my world, I get gifts. Plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I believe that wholeheartedly. Right. I give back. I receive. That's just how it works.
That's right. So, Matt, unless there's anything else you want to, like, tell us about, any events coming up for Adopt the Arts?
No.
Give us the URL again and how people can get involved.
Just go to Adopt the Arts, www.adoptthearts.org. You want to see what's going on with me? I'm at Matt Sorum on Twitter. Check out my new band, Kings of Chaos, at kingsofchaosband.com.
Are you got any tour dates coming up?
Going to South Africa, November 20th with Steven Tyler.
Oh, God.
Robin Zander, Billy Gibbons, Duff McKagan, Nuno Bettencourt, and Gilby Clark. Pretty cool band.
Unbelievable.
And hopefully we'll be coming. We're going to go to Europe, the UK, Australia. So.
Well, shoot me a text when you're back stateside, and we'll hook all this stuff up and get the Adopt the Arts South and
thank you
some cool stuff going.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you so much for being here in the
time.
Pearl Street Studios with me. Great time. And you know, we have been talking to Matt Sorum, drummer, philanthropist, activist, producer, overall really great guy here on Caroline's Cause Corner. This is Caroline Bruder for KX93.5 and Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.
See you later. Woo!